This is Fire and Gold, We Shine by Sidaria, a Star Wars The Clone Wars fanfic. It is rated T and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Cody/Obi-Wan Kenobi and has the tags Alternate Universe Magic, Alternate Universe Fantasy, and Emperor Cody. Summary: Obi-Wan Kenobi, Mage Knight in good standing of the Jedi Order, makes his way to Mandalore upon the ascension of the new Emperor. Obi-Wan drops to one knee before the throne and brings a hand to rest over his heart. The other presses, open-palmed, against the smooth metal floor, keeping him upright. "Glory to his eternal majesty," he says, blazing blue eyes fixed on the Emperor. The undying king sits, sprawls, legs akimbo, on the overblown slab of glass and metal masquerading as a throne. Obi-Wan has always thought that the contraption looked ridiculously uncomfortable, an exercise more in ego than good sense. But the newly crowned Emperor fits it far more perfectly than Obi-Wan, at least, had imagined possible. But then, Cody always did make every space he inhabited wholly his own. Even, perhaps especially, when playing a role. Obi-Wan shucks the unwarranted curl of betrayal into the Force's welcoming embrace. He can hardly blame the man for his caution. Beset by enemies, surrounded by those who did not know him or his purpose, Obi-Wan would likely have done the exact same. He's certainly done worse for arguably less dire reasons. Just not with someone he's... "Jedi Knight Obi-Wan Kenobi," the Undying King rumbles. His eyes glow orange-gold with the inner fire of the Phoenix Lord of whom he is an incarnation. That same light shines through the scars acquired as a mere mortal before reclaiming his birthright, as if his body is too small a vessel to contain it all. "You seem to be in some distress," Cody observes, eyes narrowing. "Think nothing of it, Your Majesty," Obi-Wan demurs. "Merely a flesh wound." "Thanks to the Emperor's guards. Obi-Wan would call them overzealous, except he knows the reputation held the world over by the Knights of his Order. Not that any of them would come to kill Cody. Not unless the man changed far more than Obi-Wan thinks likely, even with his ascension." "And the bruises under the chainmail and robes?" Cody says. It's not spoken like a question. "A misunderstanding," Obi-Wan says firmly, still holding Cody's gaze. There's no need to flinch or to fear. Cody is as he always has been when it comes to his personality. It is merely the mortality that has burned away in the Phoenix Fire, not the good man at his heart. And for the sake of that good man, that great man, Obi-Wan has come to a land that disdains the Jedi Order, that allows only their own knightly traditions, and knelt before a throne it has more often been stained with the blood of mage knights than seen one walk out of these halls alive. Cody shifts, leaning forward. He props the backs of his forearms and his thighs as he stares intently into Obi-Wan's eyes, like he can read his soul. "Why are you here, Obi-Wan?" He could make the question a condemnation, an accusation, apathetic or raging or anything in between. Obi-Wan receives it as a commandment, an order from the Undying Emperor who does not take kindly to being denied. "I have come to swear an oath," Obi-Wan says, the magic in his blood rising in answer to his words, readying itself to wrap around him and to bind him in all ways, until his death, or perhaps even beyond, depending on the words he uses. Cody's brows furrow. "What oath would drive you here?" Obi-Wan huffs, lips quirking. What other oath is there for a knight of any order? Really, as if Obi-Wan would come all this way just to ask Cody to witness any old vow. The Emperor's eyes widen. He yanks his expression back under control, overcorrecting a touch by narrowing them into angry, glowing slits. "The Jedi Knights are a wandering order," he bites out, tone unduly harsh. "Traditionally, yes. Jedi are not bound to any one kingdom," Obi-Wan agrees. "But that does not preclude us from giving oaths when and where we choose." He meets Cody's gaze head-on, refusing to look away. "If you will accept mine, I will swear it to you, Your Majesty." Cody's blazing orange eyes study him from crown to boot. Perhaps it is nothing more than a fancy, but Obi-Wan wagers he can feel the heat of the Phoenix fire at Cody's core, even with the distance between them. "I will hear it," Cody declares, settling back in his throne, legs still distractingly spread. Obi-Wan licks dry lips. His magic rises up, resting in his eyes, on his tongue, over his heart, ready to bind him. "I, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Knight of the Jedi Order, vow the work of my hand, my mind, and my heart to His Eternal Majesty, the King Undying, Kote Baymanda, from this breath until my last. I surrender myself wholly unto His will." Cody sucks in air as the blue of Obi-Wan's magic flares, sealing his oath into both of their souls. Obi-Wan sighs, relaxing into the sensation of weightlessness. Oath-swearing has been described to him as a high, and, experiencing it for himself, he can't disagree. In this moment, he thinks he can do anything, if only Cody wishes it so. Does he feel the same as me? Obi-Wan has never heard how it feels from the other side. He wants, needs to know. Realizing that he's leaning forward, towards Cody, like there's a string pulling him towards the other man, Obi-Wan straightens his posture. It aches like a fresh cut, but it isn't his place to presume. Not when he had halfway expected to be rejected before making it this far. "Come here," Cody orders, voice rasping over the words. His eyes are brighter than lit flames, burning with his inner fire. Obi-Wan jerks forward, falling onto his hands. He can't even push himself fully upright, too wrapped up in that command. His first command. And the desperate need to get over there now. He half stumbles, half crawls across the floor, propelling himself up the stairs to the dais, throwing himself into that gap between Cody's thighs. "Cody," he gasps, the desperation pushing higher despite having fulfilled Cody's order and his desire both. He's here, touching Cody, and it's not enough. It's nowhere near enough. Broad hands grab him, yank him up into Cody's lap. Obi-Wan sits there trembling, lips forming pleas he can't quite voice. There is nowhere he would rather be right now, and yet still he wants more. Cody's skin against his. Cody's lips pressing a benediction to his forehead, his lips, his throat. Oh yes, Cody's teeth against his throat. "Fuck, Obi-Wan," Cody groans, pressing their foreheads together. You came here to... I never dared hope." He presses his lips together, closes those burning eyes. A whimper escapes Obi-Wan when he loses sight of that orange-gold gaze. "Cody," he whines, but keeps himself still. He hasn't been given permission to move or touch. "Please, let me see you, please." He turns it into a request, the only thing he has the right to make of his liege. Whether Cody accepts or rejects is out of his hands, as it should be with the oath he has sworn. After a moment, Cody's eyes snap open. They burn as bright as before. Brighter, perhaps. He bites out. And then he's kissing Obi-Wan with all the ferocity of his predecessors, all the passion of the undying Phoenix. Obi-Wan opens himself, unhesitating, unquestioning. Anything Cody needs. Everything he wants is his. Cody bites at his lips, tangles their tongues. One of his hands holds Obi-Wan in place, a firm anchor on one hip, while the other buries itself in his hair. His fingers flex around tangled locks as he does his best to devour Obi-Wan. The heat strikes him strongest of all, consuming like a wildfire raging out of control, seeking to sear through his flesh down to his bones until nothing is left. As if Cody is pouring his essence, the very thing that makes him the undying king, into Obi-Wan through this kiss. They kiss until they need to break for air, but even then Cody keeps kissing his skin, urges him between nips. Yes, Obi-Wan, yes! Until Obi-Wan clutches back at him, presses gentle kisses where he can with Cody holding him in place. Inevitably, their mouths meet again, the passion from earlier unabated. Minutes pass, perhaps close to an hour, but at last their ardor cools enough to separate. The oath settling, Obi-Wan thinks. Although, if all oaths sworn lead to this, more people would know about it. More people would be knights of some order. Still, he lets the comedown sink into him, grounding him. Cody watches him, orange gaze intent. Still with me, Obi-Wan, he asks. Yes, my emperor, Obi-Wan promises. Greatly daring, he leans back in, brushes a whisper-soft kiss to the corner of Cody's mouth. Before he can pull back too far, Cody turns his head, captures his mouth again for another proper kiss. They pull apart again. Cody rests his forehead against Obi-Wan's, the fingers still entangled in red hair holding him in place. Thank you, Obi-Wan. Thank you, Obi-Wan replies, because that's how it should be. Cody has given him a gift, not only permitting him to offer his oath, but also accepting it without question. Cody huffs, shakes his head. But he doesn't argue, so Obi-Wan counts it as a win. Welcome to Mandalore, Knight Obi-Wan.